Good morning, everyone. Well, we were promised a speech that would have concrete statements of policy in it by the president.
We got them.
We definitely got that yesterday. The president speaking at the State Department. He addressed the Arab-Israeli conflict, and that is going to be our focus for this segment. First of all, here's what the president offered as a basis for a solution to the Arab-Israeli conflict.
We believe the borders of Israel and Palestine should be based on the 1967 lines with mutually agreed swaps, so that secure and recognized borders are established for both states.
He didn't literally say go back to the 1967 borders, but and for reasons that we will discuss in a moment, that's actually impossible. But to use 67 and the 67 borders of Israel and Palestine as the basis for a settlement, very controversial. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu immediately objected, as did much of Israel, calling the 1967 borders indefensible. Netanyahu is scheduled to meet with the president in Washington today. Joining us now is Aaron David Miller, fellow at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington, D.C. He's a former Middle East advisor to both Republican and Democratic secretaries of state, the author of the book The Much Too Promised Land, America's Elusive Search for Arab-Israeli Peace. Good morning, Aaron David Miller.
Pleasure to be here.
So did the president signal that some sense of policy, some sort of traditional approach to the Arab-Israeli conflict or the peace process, as we often call it, is coming to an end in this speech?
Not really. He clearly is the first American president to articulate this notion of June 67 borders with mutually agreed swaps, which essentially negate the 67 borders. So I think that in some sense, there's no question it's new policy. This notion that the Israelis and the Palestinians would negotiate a border which would accommodate a certain percentage of West Bank territory, which the Israelis would incorporate into Israel, and in exchange, they would give to the Palestinians an equal amount of territory, at least that was the assumption, from Israel proper, has been part of this negotiating process for the last 10 years or so. So in some sense, the president formally, in a very high-profile speech, articulated something that few American presidents have done in such a venue. At the same time, the basic challenge remains clear, and that is to say how to get a negotiation going between Israelis and Palestinians when the gaps on all of these issues, Jerusalem borders, security, and refugees, are large. The leaders are prisoners of their constituents, not masters of them, and you've got a very uncertain situation in the region. So in some respects, it's a bit curious that the president decided, in the absence of a strategy, with zero chance of getting an actual negotiation underway, to do this right now.
Well, let's listen to the tone in the speech. We're talking with Aaron David Miller, a fellow at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington, about reactions from the Arab-Israeli peace process to the president's statements of policy yesterday at the State Department. Here he is betting, the president, that is, that the friendship, the longstanding friendship between the U.S. and Israel is actually a way forward.
As for Israel, our friendship is rooted deeply in a shared history and shared values. Our commitment to Israel's security is unshakable. And we will stand against attempts to single it out for criticism in international forums. But precisely because of our friendship, it's important that we tell the truth. The status quo is unsustainable, and Israel, too, must act boldly to advance a lasting peace.
The premise there, Aaron David Miller, we are your friend, therefore we are the credible party who can say you must go back to the 1967 borders. Does that fly?
I'm not sure that's what the president intended, and I'm not sure that he's actually saying go back to the 1967 borders. The basis of the territorial dimension of this conflict has been an approach which allows the two sides to negotiate on the basis of June 67, minus X. And it's the X factor that Israelis and Palestinians have been negotiating over the last decade. When we were at Camp David in July of 2000, that X factor was about 8%. As the years have gone by, various Israeli prime ministers have taken a different approach. Sharon didn't like it at all. Prime Minister Olmert thought the range would somewhere between 4 and 6%. The Palestinians are somewhere between 1.6% and maybe 3%. So The issue really is not principle only here. The issue is how to implement principle. And what you have now is a situation, in my view, having looked at this, the president gave a major address on the Arab Spring and, sadly, the Arab winter as well in places like Libya and in Bahrain and Syria. And yet that speech has been completely overshadowed
by the events going on in the North Africa and the Middle East. The other point that he made, Aaron David Miller, in his speech, and that many people, there's those who are saying, yes, that's a no-brainer, and then there's many people even out of the Israeli government saying that the fact that he laid out that there is no solution without an independent Palestinian state, people are even having problems with that particular part of his speech.
I don't know who's having problems with that. I mean, even the current Israeli government, even though their version and vision of the state is much different than the Palestinians, except the premise of Palestinian statehood. Look, the reality is very simple. After 20-some months, Israelis and Palestinians are stuck. They're stuck because there's no negotiation. The Israelis aren't interested in the kind of negotiation that would lead to a settlement the Palestinians can accept. The Palestinians have embarked on a new strategy to go to virtual statehood in New York at the UN in the fall. And the administration has stumbled around for almost 2 years without finding an effective strategy to translate ideas and words into action.
And they may have an additional complication. Listen to this final point from the speech, and I want your comment before we go.
In particular, the recent announcement of an agreement between Fatah and Hamas raises profound and legitimate questions for Israel. How can one negotiate with a party that has shown itself unwilling to recognize your right to exist? And in the weeks and months to come, Palestinian leaders will have to provide a credible answer to that question.
Can they provide such a credible answer, Aaron David Miller, on the way out here?
No, and Harry Truman described this as the 100-year headache for good reason. No, you're not going to have real unity between Fatah and Hamas. We got to get back to the negotiating table. It's going to be very hard.
And Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, will be in Washington today. We'll know a lot more over the next 24 hours. Aaron David Miller, fellow at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington, D.C., Middle East advisor to both Republican and Democratic secretaries of state, author of The Much Too Promised Land. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.